Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Moving right along, did you see the Philly fan who decided it was going to be a good idea to bend down and pick up horse crap with his mouth as part of the, quote,
celebration
of winning the Super Bowl?
Steve, that was the best thing to happen to you all weekend.
It was because for years we've always had, if nothing else as a Redskin fan, the retort to drunken Eagle idiots, how's your trophy case? I don't see no rings. And there was no comeback to that because they were the one orphan team in the division that did not have any championships. That's now gone.
But what is in its place
is, you know what? Eagle fans eat and they go, no, we don't. I got it right here on my phone.
It's not gonna be limited to that. There's going one to be your, all kinds of plates of horse crap for Eagles to eat and
one horse of your crap fans, specials. And one of your fans gleefully, with a full-on Eagle jersey and an Eagle scarf, got on his hands and knees and ate willingly.
Why?
It's a fact. Eagle fans eat.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Exactly right. This is a fascinating study, a case study, Brian, in mob mentality, in desire for some level of fame, even disgusting, humiliating fame. Because, I've got people filming me. Would a guy who's an Eagle fan walking home on a deserted side street who sees a pile of horse decide, you know what, I'm going to go bend down and eat this? No. He did it because he was being egged on to do it by his fellow tribe mates. And there was cameras around, so he knew that he would attain a certain level of legendary status, albeit disgusting.
What's a bigger
by
mystery?
By doing something like this.
Why Malcolm Butler was benched or why he ate horse manure?
We've come up with several
explanations. Oh, the Malcolm Butler is still a mystery. No. This is obvious. I told you the reason. We live in a society where people crave internet fame.
I guess the reason I'm going, that can't be it, because he's not a 15 or 16-year-old boy or girl. He's a grown.
How do other Eagle fans you think grown feel
men,
about this?
You think grown men and women, that some of whom are smart and successful, are immune from getting internet crazy or social media deranged? Jane Skinner, the wife of the commissioner, had a burner Twitter account that she was using to defend her $34 million a year man. Come on. People lose their minds. Stephen King, author, millionaire, tweeted out his happiness that the train full of Republicans crashed last week. You'd think Stephen King, Brian, would know better. His apology then
hating Republicans is like, that's a hobby. That's a
okay.
So what was his follow up to that?
He quickly started to clamber down from that initial tweet, but his apology, which was funny, said, "I apologize. Offer an apology. Parentheses, if one was necessary."
Yeah, so that's not an apology.
If one,
just insulting. That's so again. Funny. That's another shot.
Well, I apologize if it was necessary. I don't know. I can't tell.
I can't read less of his books than I'm reading already, or go to less of his movies.
You didn't go to It, huh?
No. Yeah. A clown in a sewer with a balloon. Sorry, no, not really my cup of tea.
But if the clown was maybe in a balloon with a machine gun overhead and he was shooting people, now you'd be into that horror movie, wouldn't you?
I saw Carrie.
Okay.
So back to being
internet deranged.
Okay.
It's not an age thing. We are all succumbing to it. I mean, we are all subject to succumbing to being internet stupid.
Has anyone tracked him down? Has he been outed by his mates?
I don't know.
Yeah, because Selfie Boy was all over the place yesterday. Was Horse Manure Guy all over the place?
See? This is what everyone wants to be. They want to be famous for 15 hot seconds.
And there's going to be a rematch of this game early next year, right?
Don't know.
They always have the...
Are they on the schedule?
Don't they? Don't they always rematch them early?
Schedules are out before the season's over.
No, not the schedule.
Oh, that's true.
Opponents.
You're right. Yeah, the opponents.
Eagles 2018 opponents. Here we go. Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, Vikings, Panthers, Falcons, Texans, Colts. And then their excuse my computer. Saints, Titans, Jaguars. The defending champs are not on the schedule.
No.
Not on the schedule. Right. So, yeah. Internet's a weird thing. You saw where the Ritz-Carlton banner, the Ritz-Carlton awning collapsed with a bunch of Eagle fans on it?
Yep.
See all the other damage, the big flower pots on the side of the road knocked over. Yeah. See the Wawa fight where they were throwing food and stealing stuff, screaming everything is free?
That I missed. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I know that they climbed the gates of City Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Light poles came down.
It looked like World War Z,
the
movie, as they were climbing the massive 20-foot gates of City Hall.
What is it about climbing? Winning and climbing. What is up with that?
Oh, you're
higher. Climb up to the top.
Right.
You're the best.
And you say, woo.
Yeah, right. Repeatedly, very loud. Woo. Woo, woo. Number one.
A little higher.
Woo.
There we go.
Woo.
Because when you put yourself atop an axle-greased city light pole, and you put yourself in mortal danger because if you slip and fall, there's a 50-50 chance you're dead, right? From a 25-foot light post.
And from your seat, that's the best Eagle fan. You're like good Eagle fan.
There's a dead Eagle fan. Right. So why do you risk life and limb? Well, I'm sure intoxicated to go do that.
Brian, why would you risk life and limb to climb a phone or a light pole?
Is there money up on top of it?
No.
Oh, and the guy jumped. Look at that.
Do you get a day off? No.
No.
Why? Fame. Adoration. You're the best. When you're up there, people point at you and they go, yeah! You are somebody.
Here's one. Is that Independence Hall in the background? It is, isn't it? Look at that.
It looks like it, doesn't it? Yeah, right there.
Brian.
Yeah, all that history.
Brian, in the throbbing... In the throbbing, pulsing mob of fans of your tribe, by climbing up to the top of the light pole, you are now somebody. Somebody who gets that affirmation through a point and a chest pound and a woo-woo, and you're not just another faceless idiot wearing a Brian Dawkins jersey in the crowd.
Does Philadelphia understand what we see when we look at them anyway? Like,
they don't care.
Okay. Well, that's what's going to be my next question. Or do they even care?
A, they don't care. B, they get defensive about it. And C, there's no way to change it. How would you go about policing people from picking up horse crap with their mouth?
But I know a guy who's a Philadelphia fan, and he's one of the nicest guys I know.
I know a lot of Philly fans that are totally nice guys.
Talking about your
buddy
Scott Lynn.
I know.
He's a decent guy.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
But the thing about Philly fans, and I think we talked about this yesterday.
Was he part of the crowd carrying the light pole down the street after they toppled it?
I couldn't get a goalpost, so we'll get a light pole.
Light pole, sure.
Those aren't really the same thing. Well, they're poles.
Where are they going with it?
They're tubes.
Where are they taking it?
I don't know.
Over there.
Doesn't matter.
What,
somewhere.
There?
They're showing their happiness that their team won the Super Bowl. No,
if you made them do these things, if you said,
hold on. Oh,
here's what you have to do after the game.
Hold on,
you
back
must
up.
Do these things. They tell you to go shove it.
What were you saying about Scott again, Bob? I need to train of thought.
He's a great dude. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, Scott. If I heard that he was in the streets of Philadelphia doing these things, I'd go, not no.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah. What Scott? Not our Scott, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part is in the light pole carrying video. There's one light pole going that way down the street. And another light pole on the other side of the street going that way.
Sure.
They're gonna what? They're going, switch them out?
Swap
right,
them
yeah,
out?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah.
Those guys are going that way.
Yeah. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Across the street, there's one coming. This
yeah,
way.
There it is, right over there. Here comes one this way. Just out of the way. Careful. Look behind you. Yeah. I don't. And their parade's tomorrow. So how? What will that be like?
It's Thursday.
Oh, today's Thursday. Tuesday. I'm sorry. All right. Thursday.
It's gonna be wild. And they're giving out free beers to every fan over 21,
that's
courtesy of Bud Light.
A good idea.
At taverns along the parade route.
Yeah, that's Philly, Philly.
Wonderful idea.
Yeah, nothing. What could go wrong there, right?
There's nothing. I can't think of a thing.
I mean, if it's only one
beer, it's free. Right?
If it's only one beer, and if it's for everyone who's legal, you're not giving it out to kids and you know toddlers.
Right.
What's the harm? It's one beer.
You earned it.
You don't have any problems with being shortchanged or...
This beer's for you, Mr. Yeah. Light Pull Toppler Carrier Guy.
You just won the Super Bowl, decided to get on your hands and knees and eat some. You're a real fan.
Yeah.
This
beer's for you. You know
those
what? We'll wash, you know what will wash down horse really well? This beer. This Bud Light. Wash down your horse with a bottle of... Just kidding. I like Budweiser and Bud Light, even though you guys are a Miller town. Hey, stop saying nice things about Budweiser, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. Philadelphia's...
They've earned their reputation.
They have. They lived up to it. They absolutely lived up to it. Everything I've ever heard about a Philadelphia fan.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard stories in the past. No, it's all true. It's all true. It's all true. Well, they proved it all the other night.
Uh-huh.
But they're not the only town. Detroit's just as bad.
So this is what I was going to say. I caught my train of thought.
Okay.
Maybe I said this yesterday. If I did, just stop me. Every fan base has their 10%. That is the unredeemable 10% at the bottom of their fan base. Agreed?
Sure. 100%.
You could say that about any group.
Yeah.
Right. So the problem with Philly's 10% is that
it's 100%.
No, right. No, it's more like 20%, I was going to say. Their 10% is like 20%, and they're the worst 10%, which may be
20%.
Of all the 10%. No, seriously.
Sure.
Their 10%. Their 10% of unredeemables is the worst in the league,
Steve?
And it's probably closer to 20. Bills fans, with their table smashing and their parking lot shenanigans, are either a close second or 1A, 1B, but Philly fans, their worst are the worst.
But they judge themselves as the best.
Right.
Yeah,
because
we've
they
got to support the team.
We're the wildest fans.
We're willing to eat off the ground.
Yeah, that makes
sense. That's
them...
how dedicated we are.
Yeah.
Do you think even that 10% of Bills fans stopped and went, dude,
bro, we're going to have to step it up. You guys
eat
in Philly, they're eating horse. What are we going
to
do?
Got any
how are we
going to
match
them? That craze over there? What do you got?
We're going to have to step
our
it up.
Our mascot is a buffalo. We should probably get some.
Yeah. Buffalo turds. We can get those, right?